Hi, Gus.
Hey, Catherine. Did it work?
No. There must be something wrong with my system. I can get it on my phone, but I can't fill it out on my phone.
Oh, okay. So you can take your time. It could be possible that it may be some glitch or something, but you can leave your system running, or you can just restart your system once, and whenever it's up, you can share it as per your ease. So that will be completely fine.
Yeah, I've tried my system twice. I've turned it
Okay,
off and restarted.
let's do one thing. Let me fill that form out for you. Would that seem fine with you? Shall I
That would
ask
be
you the details?
great.
Awesome. Just give me one brief minute. Let me pull up the form. I'll ask you the details.
Okay. That'd be perfect, Josh. Thank you.
Yep, that would save the time as well. It could be if it takes longer, so it would be delaying it further. Let me have that filled out. Just give me one second. I have your details. Let me fill that out.
And let me get it off my phone so that I can run through it with you.
Sure. And format. I have the format already. It's going to be paperback. Dimensions would be 6 by 9. And it's a paperback. And you would want it in black and white for the stand copy.
Yes, please.
All right, got that. And can you please let me fold that out. Okay, and the full name would be Catherine Valeroy, right?
The full name is, Catherine Ann Valeroy.
All right, it's going to be ANN, right?
Yeah,
All
no
right.
E.
All right, I got that. It's going to be Catherine, then ANN, as in A for Apple, N for Nancy, N for Nancy, then Valeroy. And the country of citizenship would be USA.
Yeah.
Okay, and can you please let me know what your permanent address would be?
111 East Avenue, apartment 322, Rochester, New York, 14604.
164.
No, 14604.
14604. Okay, let me check that. Okay, and the apartment number was
322.
322. Awesome, I got that. So it's going to be 111 East Avenue, apartment 322, Rochester, New York, 14604, correct? Perfect. And so, all right. And perfect. And the phone number would be the same, right? Five eight
Yes,
five
area
four
code
seven four
50010.
0010. Awesome.
What is the total page count on the book?
I'm sorry, can you come again?
What is the total page count on the book?
Sure. Let me have the full.
I think it's 71, but I could be wrong.
Okay, it goes up to 66.
Okay.
And I have that mentioned already. Okay, 66. Okay, thank you so very much, Catherine. I have all the details that I took from your end. The main details, I will just repeat that. The formatting size would be a 6 by 9. It's going to be a paperback in black and white. And your full name would be Catherine Ann Valeroy. The apartment address would be 111 East Avenue, apartment 322, Rochester, New York, 14604. And the phone number would be 585-474-0012.
You totally went out. Could you repeat what you said because
Sure.
you
Sure,
weren't
sure, sure.
there anymore?
Sure. The permanent address would be 111 East Avenue, apartment 322, Rochester, New York, 1604, right?
Yes.
Perfect. I have all the details on my end, and I will have this form shared with you as well. I'll share the filled out form with you as well so that you have the details on your end as well. And I'm going to share the same with my team as well so that we can proceed ahead with the printing. What my team is going to do is my team is going to share the print preview file. Those are the files that we share before print preview, before printing it out. So you just have to just recheck once if the formatting and everything seems good to you, and once you give us a go-ahead, we'll have the printing initiated, and you'll get a single copy as a galley proof. All right?
Terrific.
Sounds great, Catherine.
Now,
yep.
What when you publish, what venues are you going to be publishing through?
Okay, we start with Amazon. Because Amazon, it's like the main publishing platform. We start with Amazon, we move towards Barnes & Nobles, and then we proceed ahead with further platform, be it Ingram Sparks, Apple Books, Google Books. So that's how we proceed forward. So the starting thing that we're going to be doing is with Amazon and Barnes & Nobles.
Okay, now do you do Kindle at all?
Amazon itself, Kindle would be covered in Amazon, KDP. Yep, that is correct.
Oh, good. Okay, so that's an e-book.
Yep.
And I really would like to discuss with you doing $16.99 for the book and $24.99 for the hardcover.
$16.99
but
for the
run
book.
That past your team. Run that past your team.
Okay. I will $69 for the ebook and $24.99 you said was for the hardcover?
Yes.
$16.99, all right.
Yes.
All right. I got your point. I will be having a meeting with my team. I am going to have a detailed meeting on the pricing so that I can get their idea behind the pricing strategy as well. And once I acquire all the details, I will share the same with you because there are some technicalities as well in terms of royalties and everything. So once I get the idea from them and details from them, I am going to call you and give you a brief on the email as well. I'm going to update you by myself.
Okay. Now, will the hardcover book have the price on it?
Yes, the hardcover book would have a price on it.
Okay. What was I going to ask? Okay. Yeah, I guess that's fine. I just.
But at any point, if you have any questions, you can always send me the message, and I'll be happy to look into that. Whatever my expertise team has, I will be sharing that with you. So you can reach out to me at any time with any questions. I'll have those taken care of for you. I'll get the answers for you.
Terrific. Thank you very much.
Thank you so very much, Catherine. And just shortly, I'm going to be sending you the filled out form as well, so you have the details on your end as well. And please have a great day ahead and a great weekend.
Okay, now when will I get the formatted thing to look through?
Okay, it's either going to be before the day end today or it's either going to be in the first half by Monday. So as soon as I get that, I am going to share that right away with you. And once you approve that, we're going to initiate the printing format.
Okay, if we could try and get it today, that would be great because then I'd look it over during the weekend.
Yep, absolutely. I will try my best that before I sign out, I have that sorted out for you. So I will be on top of it from my end. But if in case it's not possible, I'll still update you.
Okay. And when I get the formatted piece, is it editorial? I can edit on it?
No. That would be just the print preview. So that's just like a preview that we do before printing. So it just gives you an outline how the printing would go or the printing would look. Because the edited versions are shared.
If I see mistakes on the formatted, how do I get that to you?
You can just note that on a separate notepad or something like that. And once you share that with me, I will have those things change in the final manuscript that I shared with you. So I would need to have those changes made to my writing team in the final format.
Okay, so if you get that to me today, that'd be great.
Absolutely. I will be trying my best. I just have one meeting right now. After that, I am going to be having a word with my printing and publishing team as well. And once I go with them, I'll try my best to get you the preview links before they end today.
Terrific, Josh. Thank you.
Thank you so very much, Catherine. Hope you have a wonderful day ahead and a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.